ways in which we are unique. When any person comes to know the Lord, it's a really, truly amazing thing. And I always think there's hope for my family. If I became a Christian, I always think there's hope for this. And, you know, some people came to know the Lord suddenly. Some people came to know the Lord gradually. But it says, Jesus himself says that, you know, I tell you, there's rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner who repents. And this story that I'm going to kind of touch on today is about somebody who came to know the Lord and how they did that and how God kind of manufactured things to make that happen. But then just something about that person. So this one woman who wasn't a Jew, and she sought God, and she did this consistently and prayerfully. And she'd go down to a place of prayer by the river in Philippi in Macedonia, Greece, and pray to God and listen for God. And actually, interesting, the word prayer, the place of prayer, it says in Acts 16, is a place of, it says exchange of wishes, which is an interesting translation, but it's about that kind of, there was a kind of seeking. She was a seeker after God. So she would go and she would speak to God what she knew of God, but she wasn't Jewish. And she would kind of open herself up, you know, and God would open her heart as well. And she'd listen to him with the other women. And there was no synagogue there in that part of, in Philippi then. And this woman was called Lydia. Now, the Spirit of God directed Paul to travel to Macedonia. It's a great story, and I recommend you read Acts chapter 16. It's really, really great. It's like so many parts to it. And one of the ways that the Lord spoke to Paul was he directed him by a dream, but also prevented him from going to some of the other places he was going to go. And the man called out from the place in Macedonia and said, you know, come and help us, you know, we need your help. And Paul responded to this call. So he goes to Philippi, and he and his companions go down to the river to the place of prayer, because they knew that there wasn't a synagogue there, and so it was an established thing that people would go down to a place of prayer by the river. And as he goes down to this place, he finds Lydia and the other women gathered. And in the three verses that I'm going to read, there's kind of quite a lot contained in it, but it's Acts chapter 16, and it's verses 13 to 15. So it's not very many verses. So it says, on the Sabbath, we went outside to the city gate to the river. Outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. And when I was praying about this talk, you know, I felt I should speak about Lydia. And I was like, how does that kind of really fit with all this? But I felt that, you know, we learn quite a lot about this woman, like what she was like, even from those few verses. And it just reminded me really of how well the Lord knows us, also how he's pursued us. To bring us to the place that we're at. You know, we know him now, you know, and part of our purpose is to go on and tell others about him, or to express more of that life of God. But he does that through who we are. So we know she was a wealthy businesswoman. So that tells me, you know, she's got to be skilled and she's got to have some management ability, because otherwise that business would have crashed. So the fact that she was still successful, you know, says to me that she was applying those skills that she's got. She sold this kind of expensive purple cloth, so she would have had some means about her. And some versions say she may well have travelled between places, between Philippi and other places. She has a household in the city, so that again, that tells us that, you know, she managed this household, you know, she had wealth and means. But also, again, it's she has abilities to coordinate and sort out this household. Some of these are kind of like the giftings that she's been created with, if you like, or she may well have developed, you know, through her experience. And it says she listened listened to Paul as she'd been listening to God. And this word means that she set a course and stuck to it, which is, I just heard this stuff, but in this sense, it's not. It's about really applying your attention to something and then kind of sticking with that. And she was, this shows me really that she was a determined person as well. You know, she went down to the river seeking in a determined fashion. And I think she probably had to be determined to be successful in her business as well, really. She was open to God, and the word they used means she was fully open. She was very open to the Lord, to hearing him and to responding to him, and open to the words of Paul. But also she was open-hearted, and she was generous with her hospitality, because she opened her home. And there is that kind of Middle Eastern tradition of opening your home to hospitality, to, you know, itinerant people and the stranger. That was like a more of a norm. But she goes beyond that, really. There is a little bit of the Mrs. Doyle's in her, you know, from Farmer Ted. I always say that. Father Ted, you know, oh, go on. Because she persuades them to come and stay with her. But there is that thing. I know I've been, you know, in places in Romania, you know, and someone says, oh, you know, do you want some more chicken? Do you want some more drink? Do you want some more this? And he's saying, no, thank you. And then everyone thinks, no, you're saying yes, really. But you're not, you're saying no. But then it's like, oh, you do want some more chicken. You go, no, thanks, I don't. And then it's like, okay, go on, I'll have chicken, you know. So it's kind of, it's a little bit of that about it as well. There's this kind of persuasion that she has. So the fact that, you know, she's this persuasive person, like I said, it goes a little bit beyond the Middle Eastern tradition. But she's got kindness in her. And that comes out later, actually, in the book of Philippians, about the church at Philippi. She was the first convert to the way of Jesus in Europe. She and her household, a slave girl and a jailer, all ended up as the founders of the European church in Philippi. So this is the point at which the church was birthed in Europe through this woman. And 10 years later, the book of Philippians, you can see Paul's heart for the Philippian church, and the kind of, he makes reference not to Lydia in person, but to kind of like a heart, if you like, that was kind of established in that church, really, right from the beginning. So it says here, Philippians 1, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So that's, he's talking about that very first day. He's talking about that encounter that he had with Lydia and the openness there of the people, the women there particularly, because it doesn't actually mention any men there. And also the Philippian church kind of reflects that continued generosity of Lydia. So in Philippians 4:14, it says, yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. So he's talking about the early days, even from when he set off. So even from the time he spent a few days there in Philippi, and then he left, but then they supported him even as he left. And so that must mean that Lydia was part of that support, which kind of launched the church, you know, that mission continuing forward. And here we have this woman just being open to God, you know, bringing her means to bear, and bringing her personality, how God had made her, to build up the church. So as we kind of go forward now and look to explore our own identity and calling and how these fit together, it isn't simply steps to become more personally fulfilled, you know, how can I be more me, you know, which is kind of like, actualization in psychology terms. It's not about that. How can I become the best me I can be? It's not that. Even though that is an upshot, the goal is the building up of the bride, the building up of the body, the building up of the king for the kingdom. And in that process, you know, as you discover more about yourself and discover how God's put you together, there is that place of coming into greater fulfillment of who you were called to be. So our mission and purpose is to take forward the good news of Jesus, which no doubt Lydia did throughout her home and business life. And this story is not really about spiritual gifts as such, because that's another talk for another day, but it's about God inhabiting us fully as we seek him, and him advancing the gospel through how he's made us, and in the process we become more fully all that he's called us to be. So I know it was slightly longer than 5 minutes, but there we go. Done. So we'll just pray, if that's okay. So Lord, this week I've launched on out onto discovering, you know, we might be aware already of many of our the ways you've put us together, but I want to pray, Lord, that you'll put a fresh anointing on this whole approach. You know, it's not just about finding out about me or whatever, but it's really about a flow of the Spirit for how we can together more fully express your heart and desire for this world. And so I pray, Lord, that that you'll be speaking with us individually as we seek you and have those hearts that Lydia had, that are consistently pursuing you and seeking you. Amen.
Amen.